parsha is Parshas Kisavo. Kisavo. Parshas Kisavo. Kitavo. Parshas Kisavo is a very special, unique parsha. It has in it, as you probably may have known already, the Tochachada, the long, very, very long aliyah of rebuke that Klal Yisrael has given. And there's a lot to learn from there. I want to focus actually on the beginning of the parsha. The first mitzvah in the parsha is the mitzvah of Bikurim. And Bikurim is a very, very fascinating mitzvah. In a nutshell, the mitzvah is that a person, a farmer in Eretz Yisrael, when he has one of the seven species of Eretz Yisrael, he takes his fruit to the Beis HaMikdash, brings it to the Kohen, has a special recitation, a special declaration which he makes when he comes to the Beis HaMikdash. That's the mitzvah of Bikurim. He gives a basket of his first fruits to the Kohen. The Kohen gets to eat them. That's the mitzvah of Bikurim. Very, very nice. When it comes to the third pasuk in the parsha, it says, "Ubasar la Kohen, come to the Kohen, asher yeh, that will be bayamim ahim, v'yamarta elav, and tell him." Now, what are you telling him? You're telling him he got it yayom Hashem Elokecha. He got it means what? He got it. I have told good to God. Ki vasi el ha'aretz, that I came to the land. Asher nishpa Hashem la'avosein lasas lanim. That God promised to give to our forefathers. You come and you say to him that he got it to Yayom, that I tell over today. What are you telling over? Says the Ramban, he got it to Yayom. You're saying the following thing. He got it to Yayom, but priyazeh sheyvesi. The fruit talks for itself. By being the fruit, I am saying, Hashem, I'm here. God, you brought me to this land. The fruit speaks for itself. The first fruits themselves talk and say, thank you to God for bringing me to this land. I'm praising you, Hashem. That's egality. The fruits speak. That's what the Ramban says. I have an obvious question then. Here's my question, my dear friends. If the fruit speaks, so why does the man have to speak? The fruit spoke already. The fruit said, here, I'm here. The fruit says, thank you. But if you turn two psukim ahead, it says, v'anisa v'amarta. You have to go ahead and say, loudly. What do you say? You say, arami obiravi. You say all the various different things. You say the various different declarations you have to say. It's not enough that your fruit speak, says the Torah. But your mouth has to speak also. What's the idea over here? Fellas, what is the mitzvah of Bikurim? In two words. The mitzvah of Bikurim is Hakaras HaTov. Hakarat HaTov. Being thankful. Gratitude. Thanking Hashem for the gifts that He gave you. This parasha of Bikurim is telling us the following very, very important message. It's not enough to think in a grateful way. It's not enough to think, wow, that guy did such a nice thing for me. It's not enough. You have to express the gratitude. You have to go say thank you. Your mom can make a delicious supper for you at home one night. And you can think to yourself, wow, that was the best meal I had in a long time. Then you go back to your room, and you go back to your life, you go back to your homework, and don't say a word to your mom. Do you have gratitude? The answer is partially. You may have felt very good and felt very grateful inside of you. But if you don't express the gratitude, you're missing out on a very, very important part of the gratitude. You gotta say it. You gotta express it. Rabbi said, this midah of Hakaras HaTov, this midah of gratitude, which is found all over the mitzvah of Bikurim, is such a fundamental idea in our religion. There's a very, very great sefer called Chovos HaLevavos, or in English, Beauties of the Heart, written by one of the great Rishonim, Rabbeinu Bachaye, one of the great Rishonim. He maintains, he writes at the beginning of his book, that the fundamental principle of Avodat Hashem, the most important fundamental principle in being a very, very upstanding good Jew, is Hakaras HaTov, is being thankful. If a person is thankful, guess what? He'll be a better Jew. He'll daven better. He'll learn better. He'll do his mitzvot in a more perfect way. You know why? Because he's so thankful to Hashem for all that he's got. He's so thankful to God for all he gave him. He's so thankful for all the good that he receives. What does he want to do? He wants to pay it back. Wow, God, you've been so good to me. How could I be better Jew? How could I be a better Obed Hashem? Avodas Hashem, fellas, is predicated upon Hakaras HaTov. But it's not only true man to God. It's true man to man. One of the most uncomfortable and annoying types of people are people that are ingrateful people. People that you do so much for, and they just take it for granted. Don't thank you. Don't appreciate it. Don't express their gratitude. No one likes to be around such people. Imagine, you go out of your way for your friend. What do? He's sick. Chas v'shalom. And you go over and you grab delicious lunch, you bring it down to the room for him, and you say, hey, my buddy, here's lunch for you. He didn't ask you. It was a pain for you. In fact, you missed out on a great thing for that. And you walk into his room, and you put down on the table. And he just doesn't even nod. Doesn't even notice. Doesn't even say thank you. You're like, oh my gosh. Why'd I do it for him? I'll tell you a true story. My wife, every summer in our program called Mechlelet NCSY, she makes a wedding for a poor couple that can't afford to make a wedding. And the camp makes the wedding. It's an amazing thing. The girls do everything. It's a high school girls camp. You may have heard of it. Maybe not. Mechlelet NCSY. And the girls do everything from soup to nuts. They prepare the food. They serve the food. They're the waitresses. They make shtick. They dance the wedding. But a few years ago, fellas, we had a wedding, and my wife not only made the wedding for them, but they also bought the kala, the bride, a shetel, a wig. I don't know if you know about wigs, but wigs cost a lot of money. They could be in the thousands of dollars. My wife raised all the money and bought the bride a wig. A few years later, as the wedding we were making was coming, the same couple called and said, you know, we have another daughter getting married this year. Do you mind? You know, you made us a wedding already, but can you get a wig for my daughter? Can you help us buying a wig? You know what happened? My wife said, we'll try our best. We're making more money anyway. If we can raise more money, so then we'll try to buy a wig also. And guess what? She was able to raise the money, and they bought a second wig. There wasn't a word of thank you from the people that my wife raised money to buy the wig for. They didn't even call after the wedding to thank you. They kept calling before the wedding. Is the wig here yet? Did it come? My wife raised money. Someone donated money. My wife felt very, very uncomfortable. And I don't blame her. I told her, by the way, I told my wife, you probably get more schar. You probably get more reward. If someone's thanking you profusely for what you do, maybe that's part of the reward already. If no one's thanking you for it, it's a thankless job, and you're still doing it, you probably get more schar. But it was very uncomfortable for him. I was like, you know what? I worked so hard, and no, zero recognition. And I was uncomfortable, and she was very uncomfortable, because we're all uncomfortable when people don't have a proper hakaras hatov. But when someone does have proper hakaras hatov, it's beautiful. It's the most beautiful thing in the world. So I want to close with the following thing. The last pasuk in the parsha of Bikurim. The last pasuk in the parsha of Bikurim says the following thing. It occurred to me this morning, as I heard it in shul, and I want to share it with you. If I were to ask you to translate Hakaras HaTov, how would you translate it?
Gratitude.
Good. How do you have gratitude? How does a person come to gratitude? What should I do to become more of a more Makir Tov? Person that has more gratitude in his life. I'll tell you what the answer is. Torah says what you do. Listen to these words. I never understood them until this morning. It says the Torah, listen to these words, V'samachta b'chol ha-tov. Asher nasan l'cha Hashem Elokecha. What's v'samachta mean? And you should happy, you should rejoice. When you rejoice in all the good that you have, you will appreciate the good that you have. rejoice in the good. It doesn't say in the Torah just recognize the good. It says be happy with the good. Fellas, think about it. Think about this for 1 second. Everyone in this room is very, very blessed. Everyone's blessed. Beyond recognition. We should all be jumping and dancing and singing all day long. You know why? Because we're full of blessings, full of goodness in our lives. We have health. Baruch Hashem, for the most part, we're healthy. We have 2 eyes. We have 2 ears. We can all speak. We can all walk. We can all talk. Thank God we have families that love us. Hopefully. Hope your family loves you. We're in a yeshiva that cares about us. I just got started. We have millions and millions and millions of reasons to rejoice for all the good that we have. And when we rejoice for what we have, it's easier to be thankful for what we have. When you rejoice, you're happy with the good that you have, because you should be happy with the good that you have. It's easy to say thank you. If you get a gift, and the gift is something you really, really wanted, I don't know, what's the gift you really want? A new iPhone. iPhone 8. Psh! You're so excited. All you wanted was the iPhone 8, and your parents go out of their way and they buy it for you. You're probably not going to say thanks, Mom and Dad. You'll probably give them a hug and a kiss. And you'll really be thankful, you know why? Because you're so happy with that good that you were blessed with. Torah is telling us the secret. You know how you become more of a Makir Tov? By rejoicing in the good that you have. We have so much good. I both said Hashem should bless us with good. And Hashem should bless us with the eyes and the brains to appreciate and to rejoice in that good that we have. And by doing so, to become people that are always Makir Tov, always grateful for what we have. We should be grateful to Hashem, grateful to our parents and to our friends. And by doing so, please come, please God, become greater, greater people. Have a wonderful trip, have a wonderful Shabbos. I look forward to Sunday, Hashem. Very, very much.